Yeah, so let me just get the share screen thing happening so I can show you the.
So do you want to share your screen?
Well, first I have to just to show you the antitrust policy.
Okay.
They make me do that as part of the. When I saw somebody was in the waiting room. Perfect. Okay, so I'm sharing my screen. On the screen is the antitrust policy. This is a Hyperledger Linux Foundation sanctioned call. The antitrust policy is on the screen. Please take a moment to review it. If you have any questions, let me know. If not, we can keep going. So glad everybody is back on the call. And again, thank you for giving up this week. I think it's going to be worthwhile tomorrow. I'm not sure how it's going to turn out, but it should be interesting. So first and foremost, let me just double check something on my calendar here and make sure everybody has the link to tomorrow's meeting before we even get started, because I think he sent me the link, that guy, Robert Reeves. He sent me, I think it's at the same time as this meeting, 9 o'clock. Yep, he's the organizer. So here is the link for tomorrow's 9 o'clock meeting with Robert Reeves. I will also edit the wiki page and put it on there in case anyone loses it or needs it. So again, what I envision today doing is going over what everybody came up with, and then picking like and combining the best of what we think should be in the presentation. I do have to say I am completely overwhelmed with the amount of information that is out there on generative AI for enterprises. I sat there and was reading document after document, and I just was ready to cry because there was just so much information and I didn't know how to organize it. It was mind-boggling. So I don't know. I guess I focused a little bit more on the intro and less on the tool sets. So I don't know how we want to do this. If we want to, let me just do this. Okay, there we go. Did that save? Yeah. Okay, so I guess we'll just run through everybody's presentation if that works. Is that okay for everybody?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just gonna go first again because I did a lot in the intro. So I'm just gonna let's see if this works. Oh, there you go. Look at that. Sometimes it works. So again, I used the same tools that I used the first time, which was ChatGPT and that product Gamma, because I really like their graphics. So I use this. My really tacky name, and if everybody's laughing at me, that's okay. I thought it was horrible too, but it was the only one that I could get in my brain and I couldn't get it out, was HERT for Hyperledger AI Research Team, or HAIR for short, which is like so awful. But that's what I came up with, and I hope somebody came up with something better. Because HAIR or HERT is awful. So anyway, so welcome to the power, or welcome to the Hyperledger Documentation Task Force meeting on AI for enterprises. We're going to talk about how this new AI craze can help transform your enterprise into a leaner, more agile functioning. Why implement AI in enterprises? It will grow your business, it increase your efficiency. It'll give you, again, valuable insight into your customers and industry trends to help competitive decision making. And automation and robotics, it'll streamline manufacturing and free up a lot of your resources for improving accuracy and speed. The state of AI right now, widespread adoption. McKinsey said that it will AI in at least one capability in business processes, 40% of companies. Industry leaders are already dumping money in and paving the way, and there's significant risks and significant opportunities that have yet to be realized. So getting in now is the best time because it's early. And then this is where I got a little out of my, I fell into a rabbit hole. So I found it interesting that first they quoted that McKinsey, according to McKinsey, 47% of companies have implemented, when McKinsey just announced that they are offering this dashboard, which we talked a little bit about yesterday, on helping. So McKinsey jumped into this. So not only are they saying that companies will jump in, they've put a vast amount of their own resources into this new company. So again, what is, I like to give a little training when I do a presentation. So what is AI for enterprises? Because I'm sure a lot of these business folks or these developers really don't know how it fits into the overall business elements. And so these were what I found to be seven of the AI for enterprises. And I'm sure that you guys are going to correct me and change that list. And then sectors, these are the ones that they listed, but I like us creating an AI for open source. Oh, wait, let me go back a second. So I could talk a little bit, like I don't think we need to, but how all of these sectors will be influenced, but that we're going to be working on how open source projects can use AI to streamline and benefit their business. So the future, again, human interaction, growing adoption, and automation and robotics. And here's how you get there. You clearly define what your objectives are. You invest data, invest in your data, make sure that your quality information going in, and then you develop a friendly culture, again, like Robert Reeves did for us. Oh, please use it. Don't feel like you're breaking the rules. You know, you have to de develop a culture. Well, people don't think they're breaking the rules using it. Here's just some examples of where companies are using it. Integrating AI tools and workflow. So this is what I thought our goal was, and that was it for me. So again, I just did more of an introduction, and there's a lot of useless information in there, but basically I wanted to just get, you know, this presentation to me, from what I picked up from what he said, is something that he wants us to be able to do over and over and over again to other people in the foundations, to get their head around the idea that this is okay to use AI. So again, I could fine-tune those slides. We can not use them at all, whatever, but that was just my attempt. So let me see if Gianluca, you want to share your screen and do yours?
Okay, yes.
Give you the capability to share screen. Okay, you should be able to do it now.
Okay, yes.
Yep. And it's all you. I'm going to mute.
Okay. So I investigated the LLM is the large language model, which is the model which ChatGPT is based on. At the moment, I think it has the best results that we can see with a sort of killer app, because ChatGPT is a storm in the world. It changed change the perspective about AI in all the different topics. And so the LLM is the model used by ChatGPT, and is I read some article and both technical article and also user article. I mentioned one on Medium, which explain in an easy way how this LL, how this model works, and it says that there are three stages, three step. One is a pre-training step using no labeled data, and this is the best idea, because before LLM, other models are used the labeled data, only labeled data, which are difficult to produce and also requires huge amount of hardware resources. So this step, this first step, the pre-training stage, is the solution of the inside this model. And the other one, is the other two steps are the instruction tuning, which is a sort of fine-tuning using labeled data now. And the last one is an alignment by humans. Okay, try to correct answers when the system answer to questions. And this is a very simple image that explain how the system is training. It's trained using the different sentences and the different part of the sentences, and in each part, this is the first. This is a previous step, and this is the next step. So in each step, the system try to predict the next word, and also it's a technical image which explain how the system is the architecture of the system. It's an encoder. It has an encoder and a decoder, and containing a neural network, obviously, and a billion, 100 billion of parameters. So one first thing, a local execution is not suggested, because it requires a huge, big performance, so big with hardware, like a huge number of CPUs. Different use cases and application: conversational recommendation, rating prediction, text generation is important for people who want, for example, our application about the documentation, and also code generation and code analysis. For example, if we want to have an alert when people do a pull request to the system, the system can automatically analyze the code and send an alert if, for example, the code do not respect some restriction or some code of conduct. Also, text translation, but other use cases is image generation and so on. I also see an example where a system, this Bloom, is an open system. It's not open source. I also read the license. It's open, the results, the technical paper, also the code, but it's not open source. You can see the source, but as some restriction compared with Apache 2.0 license. And this is a link of a YouTube where a guy explain when if you write the context and a question to the system, it reply with the right answer. And I think it's finished. Okay, I don't know if you have question or if you want to see question to talk about at the end of other presentation.
No, that was great. Thank you. So you actually went into a tool, which is when I was copying the Google Calendar invite, I read what he wrote as the topic for our meeting, and it's get an update on Menti for documentation. So that's exactly what you did. So thank you. And we'll see how we're
Okay.
going to incorporate the LLM model and the code analysis stuff in the overall presentation. So thank you. It was great. Who
Okay,
wants to go
perfect.
next?
I can go next.
Okay, let me give you co-host. Okay.
Actually, I've tried many AI tools, right? I'm trying many AI tools right now. And as Bobby suggested, we can use those AI tools for making a presentation. So I found a really good one. That is Motion AI, where you just have to put the text and I have tried multiple AI tools and for making presentation and found the best one that was Motion AI. And I would like to share the screen and show you. Just a sec. Is it visible? Can everyone see my screen?
Yes.
Yes.
So this is the like the presentation that was made from Motion AI, and this is the presentation that was also made from Motion AI, and this is the presentation that I am I was like making. So there's a huge difference, and I thought of a name that was AI and Hyperledger by AIIHT. That was hype AI in Hyperledger team. Yeah, it's not that good, I know. And so the
It's
moving
way
on, what
better than
I
hair.
so next thing I thought was AI in the documentation task force. So what I did was I copied, like I told the chat GPT, make a presentation on AI in the documentation task force, and like he gave me this all these things, and I put it in the Motion AI. Let me show you how it looks. This is the Motion AI, and we have to like you have to select text to slide and then continue, then add the text that you want to like make the presentation of, and when you put it, it will generate like presentation for you. So this was the presentation that came after what I have inserted in the text. That was harness the power of AI, revolutionizing documentation in the Hyperledger task force. So we can use AI as like introduction, and then after that, benefits of AI in documents. There's a brief that how we can do that. Then AI-driven features like code snippet generation for easier implementation, multilingual translation and localization for global outreach, chatbots and virtual assistant for instant support, NLP-powered search engines for context-aware results, and ensuring consistency and compliance. So this was another slide. Optimizing developer experience, striking a balance, implementation challenges, and like a quote from John Smith, the future of documentations lie in the seamless integration of AI and human expertise. And like case, we can add case studies here and future possibilities of like what we want to do with AI documentation, like integrating AI in our documentation. And last, the conclusion, and then if we have to ask any questions. So I thought this was a pretty great ACT because I won't be able to make it in such a short period of time. And this was another one which I tried. I tried making another one which was AI and Hyperledger match made in
I love
blockchain heaven.
the
So that's what the AI himself came upon, like itself came up with. This is not me, guys.
I definitely think no matter what we do, we have to go with that title of Blockchain Heaven. It's awesome.
it's very interesting if you see that way. Then the benefits of AI integration in Hyperledger. This is a general presentation of how we are integrating AI in Hyperledger and in Hyperledger Workforce. So that presentation was basically focusing on documentation task force, and this was like overall how we will integrate AI in the Hyperledger Workforce. So we can add it to smart contracts and make like automate them, data analysis and insights, as we know that we can feed data in AI, and that like the AI can analyze the massive amounts of data stored on Hyperledger blockchain, or like Hyperledger that what we are storing in wiki pages, as yesterday also Bobby mentioned that can we use that data as we are documenting everything. Yes, we can use that, and like AI can help us with that. And that 50%, if we add AI integration in Hyperledger, can lead to 50% reduction in supply chain cost, thanks to the optimized logistic and real-time visibility into the supply chain. So, like enhancing security, how we can use AI to enhance our security, identity management, and governance and consent mechanisms. And there's another quote, like fusion of AI and Hyperledger can unlock unprecedented possibilities for enterprise solution. So these are the key takeaways from this presentation, and then simple thanks and all.
I
And
have to ask you a question about your quotes. John Doe and John Smith are made up names, you know that. So nobody really said that.
Of course, I know that, but you know, if we are going to quote things, this
From
I was.
AI, you have to add a fake name.
It
I don't know, maybe
added
we
its
should become the first people to figure out how to quote AI.
Yeah, that will be great.
Instead of putting John Doe, you can put I don't know, what would you say to let it know that it was created by a language
AI.
learning model language. I would just put a I would just leave it AI and blockchain expert.
Yeah, we can also do that.
And if they ask
And
who it is, you said it's right there. It's an AI.
can also say, is it blockchain expert telling us that? Yeah, it is a blockchain expert
It is. He's in. No, I'm sure.
too.
I thought that that was great. The way that you pulled out the slides for how it's going to be used in Hyperledger as everybody, it's like everybody's creating a perfect piece. And so far, the presentation, the two, the one that you're showing now and the first one, I love the look and feel and the colors of it. I think it's really refreshing and it gets you interested in it. So great job.
Thank you. I have another slide which is made by me, so yeah, don't judge.
Okay, no, well, this is exactly, yeah, this is exactly what we need to see. Yep. That's the point. What you just put right there is the point of what he wants us to talk about is how AI is going to be used in specifically documentation. So my slideshow should be reduced to probably less than one slide, to talk about that. So this is exactly what, so go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. You can actually say, hey, GitHub, and it'll write code for you.
And this is like actual GitHub using it, because if you can see, it is not like anything else. The GitHub himself like started this project. So
So this is GitHub's version of using AI.
They have already started integrating it, and these are all the tools that I thought that Robert would like. And I thought that if I could go like one by one and explain them, like Copilot, we can use Copilot for generating text and like suggesting alongside when you're editing in our like in our editors. So this was the like front page of when I opened the website. So that's
Well,
what I was thinking now.
I think
Yes.
that in conclusion, we should do like almost like a next step slide, and definitely on there is a list of the tools we would like to evaluate for the documentation task force.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys want this or not, but I'm going to throw out there at least one of us. Not me, definitely not me, but one of you, maybe get a scholarship to the August 15th AI course that's being offered online from MIT.
Yeah.
It's called AI for Enterprises, and I think one of us, whoever would be interested, if anybody's interested, I'm gonna, maybe put that on the slide for next steps and see if Robert Reeves is interested in sending out some scholarships and sending some of us to that online course. I think it's 6 weeks. You can take it from your computer, but I think if one of us took it, that would be really excellent. So, in the back of our mind, when we go over the next couple presentations, let's keep this in conclusion or next step slide where we're going to list these tools that we want to evaluate in the next couple of weeks, and keep
Okay.
that list going, as well as any other opportunities like that sponsorship or scholarship for that MIT program just popped into my head when I was reading the other day. And I thought that you guys would really benefit from that. So, it's $3,000, so let's hope that they'll pay for it for you. Let's try to get that done. So go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt again.
No problem. That was like the information needed, so yeah. Thank you, Bobby.
Oh, what's your favorite?
My favorite one is, if I can show you right now, where it is. Too many slides, like tabs are open. So, this one is my favorite. Because whenever, like, if you like give sites free resources for enhancement, they also give you the resources from where they are copying it. Like this AI gives you that. So whenever I write documentation and I like to cite the websites where from where I'm using the content. So and so this is one of my favorite one and it is better. I think it is better than ChatGPT, but it is using ChatGPT only, but it is also mentioning the resources it is getting from. And so I think that's it is great.
Well, and now you just gave me another idea that at the end of the program, we'll say, here's a list of the tools that we'd like to evaluate to possibly integrate into this documentation enterprise solution. But before we end the program, each one of us is going to talk about our favorite tool. And you can talk
Yeah.
about this one. I'll talk about Gamma because I think that that thing is just amazing for me. And then, Gianluca can probably talk about one of the large language learning models that he went over, and we'll see how we go from there. But that would be a great way to end it. Would be just all right. Now we're all just gonna, in case, because I don't think that we should be doing presenter jumping on this one. I think one person should present. So we'll
Yeah.
figure out. It's probably going to be Arunima because that's who I always pick on. But then at the end, each one of us will get a chance to, say what our favorite tool is and how it works. So, like at the end of this, like the program will have, it's not going to be that long of a presentation, but just enough to get our points across. And then each one of us can talk a little bit, depending on how interested he is and how much time he has left, on what our favorite ones are. So, yeah, that was a great idea. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like everyone should get a chance to like tell their favorite AI tools, and this is it. These are all the things that I came up with. I hope it helps.
No, yes, that was awesome. Thank you so much. Who's next?
Bobby, am I
Yes.
audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, so Bobby, yeah, there was a problem. Like, yeah, I was just, overlapped with my work earlier because of the onboarding work. So I couldn't actually complete the PowerPoint today, but I'm free now. So after this, like, I can just share my PowerPoint with Arunima and I'll be able to complete that properly because, just like today it happened, there was an overlap because I had my meeting of onboarding in afternoon, so there was some work, so I
Oh,
got
no
piled
worries
up
at
with
all.
that.
No worries at all. Yeah, you'll just get with Arunima and figure out, and then definitely just keep in mind what you want for your favorite tool at the end of the presentation.
Sure. Like I have mentioned all the tools as well in the table you mentioned like made yesterday. So everything is there, just that I have to sit properly and use my favorite tool, like you said. And like there are different platforms like Colab, Google Colab, and also I'll be like introducing all these tools as well in my PowerPoint. So I'll share that with Arunima before the definitely by tonight. And I just wanted to make it sure to you that yeah, I'll be there in the meeting.
Excellent. Okay, so that leaves Arunamud.
Yeah, so yeah, surely I will coordinate with all of them and make sure that we find out a way that we can integrate all the slides into a single presentation. So I will make sure that I complete that by today. So yeah,
But we have
starting
all
with
day
my
tomorrow
present.
too.
Oh, okay. So
Because the
I'll
meeting's not
start.
till 9 o'clock, so that would be tomorrow night your time, right? So you're gonna go to sleep, wake up, and then have a little day if to fine tune it. I don't want you to feel like it's a lot of pressure.
No, it's not at all a lot of pressure. So yeah, starting with my presentation. So I didn't experiment with a lot of tools, but I was just trying out the Gamma app and giving different prompts and trying out like which is giving the best results, most optimized results. So this is okay. Just give me a minute. So when I give this prompt that gave me a list of various AI tools and documentation task force, give examples and issues of AI documentation tools we can use to automate tasks and improve efficiency. And so I just gave this prompt to the Gamma app. It gave me like the most optimized presentation according to the need. So let me present. So yeah, starting with the power of AI in documentation. Then it gave me the slide AI and documentation tools and overview. Then it gave me a list of the benefits, and which is very true that it increases the efficiency, it improves accuracy, and also faster time to market. This is a list of AI tools it suggested, but I have not used any of them, but I will try using them. If I can't experiment with them, I will give here, ChatGPT, Gamma app. And maybe some other tools. I've been using Grammarly a lot, so I will maybe list
Which
that
one?
as some of the AI tools I have been using. Grammarly to for the grammatical errors purposes.
Wait, which one have you been using a lot?
I use ChatGPT most of the time, but I recently started using Gamma after listening after le like learning from your
Oh, okay.
course. And then I also use Grammarly app a lot for correcting grammatical errors and stuff
You
like that.
consider Grammarly AI engine?
Not really, but like then I will maybe list only two of them. I have like
Well, no. This I
the
think
suggestion.
is great to leave up there because it really shows like an overall solution, especially for documentation. So yeah, definitely. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt again. I have to mute
Oh,
myself.
no, that's not a problem. So yeah, and then it gave me the examples of how where we can use the specific AI tools in our documentations and how we can use it. Then it gave me this comparison of the pros and cons of each AI tools, and it was, I think, a useful thing. So it gave me a complete comparison of all the AI tools. Then it gave me like a slide where I can, like AI in enterprise level and in the documentation task force level, and a short summary of each point. So I since I also like said that we have in the prompt, I also mentioned that we have the six subgroups and like how can we use AI in each of the subcommittees. So it generated this slide also for me, this complete slide on how we can use AI in each of the subgroups, and then there was this conclusion slide. So that's what I have been doing since let's just experiment with the prompts and see which is giving the best results. Should I stop sharing, Bobby? Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Sorry, that was me. That was not audible. I was trying to do too many things. I was going to use Canva for what we're going to do next, but it doesn't make sense because I'm not that good at it. So what I'm going to do is use just a Word document and share my screen, a blank Word document. If I could get at one, please give me a blank document. Okay, let me share my screen now. I'm having such trouble finding my Zoom controls. There they are. Okay, so for the presentation, I noticed from just my conclusion that the ones that Gamma made all look the same and kind of gave us the same points, which is interesting. But I do like the, for your presentation, Tripur, what did you use?
I used Motion AI.
Motion AI.
If you want me, I can share the link in the chat box also.
Yeah, that would be great. I kind of like that one too, only because I liked the graphics on that one. So I don't know, Runima, if you want to try to use that one for the final presentation, just because of the graphics seem to be better. That's completely up to you, or whatever the group feels.
Yeah, sure. I can, you know, experiment with that as well.
But I do think that we, hold on, let me get back to, I'm just going to try to do this without too much. So the intro should cover the welcome, which is who we are. Okay, so Arunima, I think the welcome slide should be, pick out of, hopefully Tripur can give you a Google Drive with hers. Gianluca, I could share the link to his, so that you'll have, and yours and I's are, the ones we did are almost identical because we did them both through Gamma. So it's funny. But I would say combine all of those, pick a look and feel. Pick a name, whether you like hair or the other one. I like the one that began with an A better. It sounded a lot easier on the tongue than hair. But either way, whatever, we don't even have to pick a name for ourselves if we don't want to. But like who we are, we're the Documentation Task Force, and we are incorporating new AI tools into the community. So we're gonna have more of a script or notes than what's actually on the slide. So make sure the notes are where you put the information you want to say. It's always helpful when you present to have note cards. So who we are, And why we're here. We're here because we want to show the Linux Foundation and the Hyperledger Foundation, or show the Linux Foundation through the work at the Hyperledger, how AI can help enterprises. And then the first slide. AI for enterprises. Why? Oh, that's not why. That's why. AI, why? So why should enterprises look at this? And again, it should be one quick slide with all of those great points about streamlining, and that kind of stuff. Do you agree with that? Kind of just real brief overall enterprise advantage. Or wait, not why. First, we should do a brief slide on. Oops. I hate words sometimes. Okay, what is AI for enterprise? So in other words, AI comes in language models, it comes in, like all of those chatbots, that's those slides on what AI offers to an enterprise. And then if you incorporate those types of AI tools, what would be your enterprise advantage? So we're not going to spend too much time on the enterprise stuff, but just to know, say, like this is great, it's going to revolutionize everything, yay. And then slide two, we're going to shut back out here, should be, I don't know, what do you think? So then we should go into a slide to get a little bit more specific about what we're working on, which is the documentation. So then talk about how AI tools, grab the slides from everybody, because I know somebody had a slide on that of how it can help the documentation, and why you should incorporate it. That was all that streamlining, efficiencies, getting look and feel, analyzing the chatbots, like the whole thing, like what, why the and the advantages. And then slide three, this is where I need input. Slide four. One of these should be that specific slide where you said, and I think we should work on that one slide, Arunima, where you had what each one of the documentation committees and how we intend to have AI incorporated. So I would probably, before I forget, Anybody have any opinions on this? And then House subcommittees will incorporate. I don't know what to say. Educate us. Okay, what do we think? I would guess, Arunima, you have the most input into this.
I think that looks like a perfect plan, and we can, I will work on this by today and make sure rearrange every the inputs from everyone's slide into this. What I'm a bit confused about is slide 3 tools. So what are we supposed to do in that
So that's what
slide?
I don't like. Yeah, that's where I need. So we have the intro slide to what AI and documentation looks like. So now I wasn't sure where these should go. So we have an overall of, okay, here is enterprise documentation. This is what AI can do to your foundation's documentation. This is why you would do it. It's wonderful. It's going to give you everything you ever wanted in documentation. Now, the whole point of our meeting, if I read his words directly, is to get an update on the mentees for documentation, what they're up to. So it would be, now we've done some research. I think this tool, this one is might maybe should be down here. Or even not at all, we'll have to see. But okay, so our technique or our deliverable should be next. So this is how an enterprise documentation AI solution, what it can do and why you're doing it. So now this is what we're doing. Okay, let's put that. So kind of map out what techniques we're going to do. So what we're doing is we broke, this is where you'd say we broke our documentation, our foundation community's documentation needs into these subcommittees. We feel that each one of these subcommittees can use now, here's the problem with this, though. If you start talking about how we're going to incorporate them and you haven't talked about what tools we think we're going to be using. So that's up to you how you want to organize this. So basically, this is a lot of your intro slides, basically overall presentation stuff. And then this is basically, all right, so now let's talk about what we intend to do this summer. We have broken out into these groups. These groups are going to use AI to do this for documentation. So you're not talking tool specific, more general what we want out of the tools. So maybe. So we want the tools to take our onboarding and make it so our user guides for onboarding are dynamically updated every time a change happens in, or a user guide is dynamically updated every time a change happens to the GitHub repository or something to that effect. That's, you have to go through the nitty-gritty of those slides and figure that out. So, but I think that that would be a good place. And again, I don't know where this goes. If you want to talk about the tools we're going to use first, I think that that would be more fun at the end because then we can do this.
I think initially we can talk about what are the outcomes that we are expecting from AI in each of the subcommittees, like better organization, automate monotonous tasks. And in the next slide, we can talk about the tools that will help us to do each of those tasks.
Well, and our deliverables will kind of be up here. This is what we want to get out of the tools. By the end of the summer, we want to be able to have all the user guides, a great template for GitHub, a great user guide for maintainers to create, whatever, if you want. I mean, this is, again, completely up to you. I'm just trying to help organize it. And then we talk about each one of the
Got it.
subcommittees and the tools here.
Yeah, I will rearrange them. I got the thing that you know what to
Yeah.
do. Yeah.
And then again, if after we talk about the tools, we can say, I don't know, it will be up to you after you do the presentation, and maybe Akanchan, you can go over it together, and maybe she you can bounce it off of her. But which would go first, whether you want to end with our each doing our little demo, and you can pick ChatGPT and I can pick Gamma or vice versa, whatever you think is best, and just check with Gianluca and Tapur and Akanchan as to what tools they are going to use, so we're not all using the same one. And then each one of us can just do a short demo. Give us a prompt, like smart contracts for, whatever the prompt is, and we can show the same prompt through different tools, if that makes sense. But whatever we want.
Yes, I
Each one of us will have
I
a
think,
demo ready.
yeah, I got it.
So the demo,
I think Tripur can talk about P hind or whatever it sounds. I am not very sure because I found that very interesting and unique that it is mentioning the sources and even I didn't know about that tool. So I think maybe Tripur, if you are comfortable with it, you can go with it. Or if you want
Yeah,
anything else, you can go with that as well.
and also,
Actually, I'm big. Yes.
no, go ahead.
Actually, I was thinking like if I can mention motionit.ai for presentation also because that was also amazing and it is like
Absolutely.
everyone uses that. Yeah,
If you want
I
to do
think you
more than
can.
one, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that if you like, I just wanted to say the same thing that you can actually present both the tools. Both were amazing.
Yep, I think it. And that's one of the things I want to say on that tooling slide, that we're going to, at some point say that that's what we're going to do this summer, is that, because I get these Instagram things, here's 10 great tools to change your business. Here's 10, and each one I could spend a day learning. They are incredible. Logo makers, Mid Journey. I mean, they just don't end. It just goes on. It's just amazing to me how much you could learn. So, we need time to evaluate the available tools. So say these are just the tools in the 2 weeks we've been looking into this. These are just the tools we've found so far, and we just scratched the surface, at least, say something like that. So for action items, I'm just going to write them down, because action items, I'm going to say A, and that's not a dollar, so A, work on presentation. For the demo, you just need to let us know, or we'll let you know. You'll just assign one to me, whatever one you feel that nobody's covering. But Right now, put in the chat if you have an idea what tool you want to show as your favorite, so that Arunima can get you a slide for it on her presentation. Let us know your tool so that we can get you on the presentation, and then Arunima is going to let us know the prompt we'll be using for the demo. And think of a good one, whatever one would, wow him and think, oh, look, we're doing a great job. And let us know the prompt. So these are the action items. So we're going to work on the pre Arunima and Akansha are going to work on the presentation. We're all going to get ready to do a demo of our favorite tool. You can let me know what you want me to do. And in the chat, if we can, if Gianluca and Tapor can put some of their favorite tools that they might want to demo. I think that that would be a great way to end this. And in the next step slides, just say, there's courses we can take, especially the MIT one that starts August 5th. And you can even might say, I wouldn't write, but I would say looking for scholarships just real quick. And hopefully that that will resonate with him and he'll say, oh yeah, let's get you guys some training. So what does everybody think? Any thoughts, comments before we end?
I think it's great that all of these are like aligning and it is all synchronized. So yeah, I think it is great.
Gianluca?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's great. My opinion, if we want to mention some open source tools or model, because I think if you the Hyperledger want to integrate tools, it needs to find open source software. I don't know.
It's a great point. But even Robert Reeves said something which was interesting. He said, let us know so that we can strike a deal with these companies. So I don't think he's afraid of investing some resources in other third-party vendors, but I'm sure the best way that he would like to go would be another open source tool. Absolutely. I'm surprised he hasn't mentioned, like the Linux Foundation is this big umbrella for huge endeavors. Like Hyperledger is one of the tools under their umbrella. I'm surprised they don't have a big AI, like they have CNET and TCP/IP. I'm surprised they don't have something for AI yet. And maybe if they do, they'll put us all in charge of it. That would be awesome. Anyway. So any more questions? Arunima, reach out to me in LinkedIn. We can always meet tomorrow morning before 9 o'clock. I get up earlier, so I might not be that coherent, but we can go through the slide if you want an hour before. Just send me a thing on LinkedIn and I'll send you a Zoom room link.
Yeah, sure. Like once I'm done making the slides, I will like send you the presentation link over LinkedIn and you can have a look.
Okay, does anybody have any other thoughts on a good name other than hair? What was the one? I'm sorry, I didn't. It was, I'm just going to write it down. It was AI. What?
AIHT.
Well, give me a word.
E for triple. Yeah.
Bobby, do you need the name for the PowerPoint presentation, right?
We just want something to call our group because just
Oh.
I'm a marketer, so I would like to say, oh, the IT group. How would you say that? Or we could
Yeah,
do,
that's
what
correct.
about hat? So, Hyperledger AI team. Oh, I don't know. We don't need a name right now. It's very professional if you have like a little name to go with the slideshow, like we're the hat, whatever. That'll come. If this has traction, we'll work on that later. Let's hope it has traction. So I will see everyone tomorrow at 9. I will put, if we're going to meet early, I will, oh, as usual, put a link to a Zoom room on our documentation webpage so everybody has it. If you want to meet early, I'll set it up for 8:30 tomorrow morning, which is a half hour before the presentation. And I'll just put it up there anyway, so it'll be up there if we want to go over it and run through it one time. Thank you for putting your Zoom links up there. That's awesome. I want to copy those down and put them, and I will share this document. I'm going to do this.
Bobby, can you please like copy paste this thing in the wiki page of documentation task force so that I can have a look at it?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to put it there now. And then I want to just do this. Here's all the links from the chat. I think there's all the links from the chat. Let's put it at the bottom. Okay, let's just do this quick. Edit this. This isn't where I want to put that. Yeah, you guys don't have to stay. We're finished. This is just housekeeping for me. Thank you so much. All your presentations were fabulous, and I did also learn a lot from them. And it really helped us get organized. So thank you so much. And we'll see everyone tomorrow. If you
Thanks a
want to
lot,
stay on
Bobby.
while I'm
Thank
doing
you,
it,
Bobby.
you more than can, so that you can see where it is. I'm going to put this, Arunima, under the user guides AI section as soon as my computer gets.
Okay, yeah. I will have a look into it.
Let's see. Oh my God, my computer is so slow. And I'll put the recording from today's meeting like I did yesterday, right here. Okay, it's up there for you. I'm going to format it a little better. Well, you get the idea. Okay. So that's it. I'm going to end the call. Thank you again. And I will put on the documentation page a link for tomorrow's 8:30 meeting. So have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you, Bobby. Have a great evening.